This is Dr. Arlington Ferguson dictating progress note on patient Stoller, Stoller, first name John, John, date of birth 12/12/51, date of evaluation 12/14/2022, correction 12/14/21, the chief complaint, 70-year-old male, seen for initial evaluation. The HPI, the patient is a 70-year-old male with history of hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, who was referred by Mr. Arnold Grisham for evaluation. The patient had no specific complaints, period. He denied symptoms of chest pain or shortness of breath, past medical history, hypertension, next number hypercholesterolemia, next number hairy cell leukemia, next number elevated hemoglobin A1C, next number metabolic syndrome. He is status post chemotherapy in approximately 2012. With 2 CDA, past surgical history, colonoscopy, medications, Benicar 40 milligrams daily, atorvastatin 10 milligrams daily, enteric coated aspirin 81 milligrams daily, vitamin D 4,000 units daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily. The allergies, no known drug allergies, family history, paternal grandfather had colon cancer, paternal grandmother with diabetes, social history, there is no history of cigarette smoking, even with alcohol use. He has no history of drug use. He is an investment banker. The physical examination, correction, review of systems, constitutional, he has weight gain, gastrointestinal, he has hemorrhoids, remainder of review of systems is unremarkable, physical examination, blood pressure 142/78, pulse 53, respiratory rate 20, saturation 99%. In general, he is otherwise alert and in no acute distress. Exam otherwise unremarkable. Data review, ECG dated December 14, 2021, demonstrates sinus rhythm of 51 beats per minute. There is evidence of an old atrioseptal infarct, period. There is loss of R waves in the inferior lead, suggesting prior inferior infarct, period. The patient was referred for both echocardiogram and further referred for laboratory testing. The white blood cell count 4.2, hemoglobin 15, platelets 190, the cholesterol total 128, HDL 34, LDL 108, the sodium 139, potassium 4.7, chloride 102, bicarb 29, BUN 19, creatinine 1.04, glucose 99, hemoglobin A1C 5.9, echocardiogram dated February 1, 2022. Technically good study. Left ventricle ejection fraction 77%. No wall motion abnormality. Trace mitral regurgitation. Trace tricuspid regurgitation. Trace pulmonic regurgitation. Nuclear stress test left ventricular ejection fraction 58%. There is a perfusion defect involving the apex seen on both rest and stress imaging. A small, mild area of mildly decreased perfusion is also seen in the adjacent anteroseptal wall. Together, these represent 2 out of 17 cardiac segments. Much of this may represent attenuation artifact. However, the sum stress score is 5. i.e. mildly abnormal, and this may represent a small area of infarct. Perfusion elsewhere looks normal with no definite ischemia. The impression, this is a 70-year-old male with abnormal EKG, multiple risk factors for coronary artery disease to include hypertension, hypercholesterolemia, metabolic syndrome, elevated hemoglobin A1C, period. The patient is noted to have abnormal ECG and his nuclear stress test is consistent with perfusion defect involving septal and apex, period. I am somewhat concerned that he may still have some degree of ischemia, period. He has never had angina symptoms, and I wonder if he should have a cardiac catheterization, period. I will attempt to perform additional follow-up, period. We'll perform additional evaluation for ischemia. Dr. Rollington Ferguson, ending dictation on patient John Curtis Stola.